DFS Today, presented by DailyRoto.com. Now, here's Tony Cincotta.
Yeah, here we go. Welcome to DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. Of course, week six in fantasy football. Make sure you join myself and Benny Riccati tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, as we get you ready and prepared for all that is happening in the world of DFS. We will break down in tonight's action. We'll break down all that you need to know about the winning lineups from week six and how they came together. And did we miss anything in our contest? Yesterday was a great day for myself, actually. I hit on some guys. I went strong at the running back position. LeSean McCoy, of course, paid off in huge, huge numbers. I had some exposure to Golden Tate and Brandon Cooks, which came off as a big game. The one mistake that I made is that I had Case Keenum in some lineups, right? And I had some Tom Brady. I went and I used Case Keenum, and I had Kenny Britt in my lineup, and I took him out, and I put Anquan Boldin in the lineup. And Boldin, of course, had a good game, but nothing to the likes of what Kenny Britt did. Now, how often do you sit there and say, man, I can't believe I took that guy out of my lineup. I can't believe I made that mistake. And even when you win, right? You sit there and you're like, what did I do? How did I go about that? Everything lined up nice, because if you really liked Case Keenum, and I just think the Detroit secondary is absolute trash, and that you can go ahead and exploit it. And when you're talking about a guy that was slightly over the minimum salary, I believe Keenum was $5,200, it allowed me to put together what I considered an all-star team and put together a whole bunch of those guys. Because I thought for the first week in Daily Fantasy or at DraftKings, there wasn't a bunch of soft prices there that you could go ahead and make sure you got in on all the marquee players that you wanted to get. I thought the value was actually in the backfield with Lamar Miller, with LeSean McCoy, with Le'Veon Bell, with DeMarco Murray. All those guys I thought had great matchups. And if you looked at the top wide receivers in fantasy football, they were trotting around with this $10,000 salary, and yet we had guys at the top of the running back charts that only had $7,700 salaries and lower than that. I believe Lamar Miller was $6,600 in those contests. So those were I was targeting, and that's how I could put together some good teams. And actually, the best I did in the Millionaire Maker was about 15,000 place, but I did have three teams in it, and all three cashed in those contests. So didn't bring home the big prize, but successful effort, made money yesterday. It looked to continue that success this week. Of course, we've got the Monday-Thursday matchup ahead of us, which features the New York Jets at the Arizona Cardinals kicking things off tonight at 8:30. And then the Thursday night contest is the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. In that one, of course, the quarterback situation, when you're putting together that team, Aaron Rodgers and Carson Palmer, the top two guys, and then you have Brian Hoyer and Ryan Fitzpatrick. The salaries are as follows: Aaron Rodgers, $7,100, Carson Palmer, $6,000, Brian Hoyer, $5,900, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, $5,200. When I played the Sunday-Monday contest, I actually went with Andrew Luck against a better defense than Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer's play has been sketchy. It hasn't been great. He's coming back off an injury. But when I look at this Monday-Thursday game, it's making me want to attack this Jets defense with Carson Palmer, and hopefully his wide receivers take over to play. Now, I'm looking at this and saying, hey, let's go ahead and use Carson Palmer. Aaron Rodgers continues to struggle. The Bears defense isn't great by any stretch of the imagination. The Bears defense is actually a very good defensive line up front and tough to run against. So I think Rodgers is in line for a good game. He's been in line for a couple good games, but he just hasn't delivered. Now, the Jets have allowed fantasy points to the quarterback position, the fourth worst in the National Football League before this week's action. I don't have the numbers updated yet, including the week six games. Cincinnati, they played in week one. They allowed 16 fantasy points and a touchdown against the Buffalo Bills, who Tyrod Taylor, right? Nothing, it's not Joe Ferguson. that's running around there. It's not Jim Kelly. 23 fantasy points, 3 touchdowns against the Kansas City Chiefs. We just broke down their reluctance to throw the ball. They threw 33 times against the Jets secondary, and they allowed 237 yards passing, a touchdown, 13 fantasy points. The Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson was banged up in this one. They allowed 309, 3 touchdowns, and 24 fantasy points against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 47 attempts, 380 yards, 4 touchdown passes, 29. So it's a great matchup for Carson Palmer in this one. Now, is there any chance that Ryan Fitzpatrick, who has given away more than the Red Cross in the 2016 season, could be fantasy worthy tonight? What have the Cardinals done against the quarterback position? They allowed 13 fantasy points to Jimmy Garoppolo in week 1 with 264 and a touchdown. Against Jameis Winston, they allowed 243, a touchdown, 3 fantasy points, as Winston threw a lot of picks in that game. Against Buffalo, they allowed 119 and 15 fantasy points. Against the Rams, Case Keenum, 266, 2 touchdowns, and 17 fantasy points. And against San Francisco, 19 fantasy points, 1 touchdown. If you look at that, it's a little distorted because the Cardinals haven't played any successful quarterbacks, right? Jimmy Garoppolo, Jameis Winston's probably the best they've played. Then they played a Taylor, Case Keenum, and Blaine Gabbert. So those numbers are what they are. They're only allowing 13 points right now to fantasy quarterbacks, and they're at number 8 best in the National Football League. But I just broke down the offense there. So I think it's a neutral environment. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is a guy that's interesting, and it will be a contrarian play, but there's not real huge contrarian plays when you're talking about a 2-game slate and only 4 teams involved. A lot of people will cover all the bases in that contest, so you'd have to look at that and say, hey, hold on with that one, and go from there. Now, the Bears and the Packers are a different story, right? The Chicago Bears and the Packers. The Bears did a pretty good job for 3 quarters yesterday with our guy, Blake Bortles. The Bears have allowed 15 points to quarterback position in this contest yesterday. Bortles had 277, had a pick, and only a touchdown. Week 1, Houston Texans put up 16 fantasy points, 2 touchdowns from Blake Osweiler. He hasn't been good since. Philadelphia had 1 touchdown pass, 12 fantasy points in Week 2. Dak Prescott, 248 passing, a touchdown, 22 fantasy points. Matt Stafford was held to only 7 fantasy points, 213, and then Andrew Luck, 2 touchdowns, 322, and 21 fantasy points. So the Bears have been up and down from a standpoint there. I would go ahead and I would use Carson Palmer as my quarterback in a week with the Monday and Thursday matchup. You're listening to DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. Tony Cicada. We're looking at the Monday-Thursday contest in this week's action, getting you prepared for daily fantasy football for tonight. At the running back position, we have David Johnson versus the New York Jets. The Jets have a stout line, but they have been absolutely beat up, and there will be some injuries, and there will be some guys out in tonight's contest for the New York Jets. David Johnson's a guy that I think when you're playing a small slate, you can't afford not to have him in your lineup. He has to be in your lineup. He's going to catch the ball out of the backfield. He's going to run with the ball. He is a guy you have to have in your lineup. And tonight, throw David Johnson in there. Don't try to be the smart guy at the water cooler and try to outguess everybody. The Bears have allowed 15 points to running back positions. Eddie Lacy, of course, playing with that ankle situation and only going to have 4 days to get ready and prepared for this game, a short week. I don't like that with Eddie Lacy this week, and I will look to avoid him in that contest. The Cardinals have allowed 13.8 points to the running back position. Then you have the situation, do you go Matt Forte or are you going Bilal Powell? I am actually going to look at it like this. I would save some money. I would go Bilal Powell in this one and not go Matt Forte. If you look at it, they've let up 22 receptions to running backs, 135 yards, but they've allowed 4 touchdown runs for 110 for 400 yards. So they're averaging under 4 yards a carry, allowing there. I would try to stay away from that one. I lean towards Powell, but I want to stay away from the running back situation there. Now, the Packers and Jordan Howard, I broke down earlier in the contest, in the show, how they were overrated, the Packers, from a running back standpoint. I would just look to try to save money with the second running back spot and actually concentrate on the wide receivers. And if you look at it, Matt Forte is $5,500. Bilal Powell's $4,000. Jordan Howard, $6,000. Andy Lacy's $5,700. So I'm going to try to get some PPR points here, and I'm going to use Bilal Powell as my running back. So thus far, I have Carson Palmer, I have David Johnson, I have Bilal Powell. And we break into the wide receiver position, breaking down the Monday-Thursday matchups in fantasy football for you. This is DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. The top price on the board is Jordy Nelson at $7,800 and Larry Fitzgerald at $7,700, Brandon Marshall $7,600. One of the first things we're going to do is we're going to put Cameron Meredith in the game. He's getting huge targets, and he's $4,700, so we're going to get a substantial savings there. I think he's going to be one of the guys that we're going to own and on the cheap. Then we're also going to take an Arizona player that I like tonight, John Brown. He's $4,500. The Jets have been letting up a lot of long touchdowns in this contest. I am going to go ahead and put Brown in there for the Arizona Cardinals. Then we're also going to look at the defenses. We talked about Ryan Fitzpatrick and his struggles at the quarterback position. Now, you have two choices. You can go with the Bears against Hoyer and say he's not for real, or you can go the Cardinals. I'm just going to go ahead and slide the Cardinals in there as my defense and take on Ryan Fitzpatrick in that contest. Now, the tight end position, I'm holding off on the wide receiver and flex here as we put together our rosters. The tight end position is very interesting because I believe that there's only one guy at the tight end position to play, and that's Zach Miller. You can go down to Richard Rodgers at $2,800. Zach Miller is $3,800. And then Arizona doesn't really feature the tight end, and neither does the Jets. So I am going to drop Zach Miller in there and not try to do anything crazy, and it allows me $7,600 at the remaining roster spots at the wide receiver position in the flex. I can basically roster anyone else I want right now. We're going to take a quick break on DFS Today, and then we're going to come back and we're going to complete our roster for the Monday-Thursday showdown. And we're going to put a little $5 in this one, right? Sometimes I'm making lineups, right, and I just click the first one, and I hit, you know, enter. And then I realize after, like, oh, shit, where did my salary go? Where did all my money go in the thing? And I realize I clicked the wrong thing. I got a $300, $400 entry, or I got a $1 entry, I got a $5 entry. But you can always withdraw when you guys make that mistake right up into the contest, so you're not stuck with that. So if you make the faux pas like I just described, there always is a way out for fantasy owners. As we get you ready and prepared for Monday, Thursday, it's DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. When we come back, I will complete my DFS roster. Stay tuned for more from DFS Today. Yeah, I'm in, and I'm better than ever. I'm fired up. Week 6 fantasy football, we're putting together a roster for the Monday-Thursday action in tonight's National Football League, featuring the New York Jets and the Arizona Cardinals, and of course, the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Now, before we headed to break, if you just joined us, we had Carson Palmer, $6,000 at quarterback, David Johnson, $8,000, running back Bilal Powell at $4,000, Cameron Meredith at $4,700, John Brown, $4,500. So the next guy I wanted to take a shot at was Larry Fitzgerald at $7,700. Now, when I do that, that gives me $7,500 remaining, which takes out of the equation Jordy Nelson and Brandon Marshall. Now, I look at that, and then I would drop down to Alshon Jeffrey against the Packers at $6,900, or Randall Cobb, $5,800, or Quincy Enunwa, who I like and I don't have in my roster, at $4,900. So I want one of those Nelson or Marshall, and I look at it, I'm $100 out of the cap. Now, I can't go any shallower at the running back position. Now, I could make a move at the wide receiver position. I could go down and I could get Michael Floyd, but I already have exposure to two-thirds of the wide receivers in Arizona. I don't see anything prevalent at the tight end position. I could go down to Richard Rodgers, and he's mostly touchdown dependent, so I don't want to go there. So what I'm going to do is I'm still going to get one of those wide receivers in my lineup, but I'm going to drop down at the defensive position. I'm going to drop down from the Cardinals at 3,800, and I'm going to put the Green Bay Packers against the Chicago Bears defense in what there could be precipitation in Thursday's forecast at Lambeau Field. Secondly, it's Brian Hoyer. He hasn't had a Brian Hoyer game as of yet. So I look at it this. Do I want to go Brandon Marshall or Jordy Nelson? The Bears are 20th in the National Football League at allowing points to wide receivers. Arizona Cardinals are 7th. There'll be a lot of attention on Brandon Marshall. He'll get his targets tonight. I am actually going to go with a Jordy Nelson in this contest. It's $7,800. Now, I have $200 remaining in this contest, but that is the roster I'm going to put. So I drop down with the Packers defense to the Cardinals. So this is the roster I come up with for the Monday-Thursday contest. I have Carson Palmer at $6,000. I have David Johnson at $8,000. I have Bilal Powell at $4,000. Cameron Meredith at $4,700. John Brown at $4,500, Larry Fitzgerald at $7,700, Zach Miller at the tight end for $3,800, Jordy Nelson at $7,800, and for the Packers defense. Now, guys that I've left off the board, Aaron Rodgers could be in play for people. And I think all the quarterbacks, when you have a two-game slate, going to get some activity. Jordan Howard, I'm laying off. Like I said, I think the Green Bay Packers defense is overrated against the run. That being said, I'm saving a little money at my second running back position. Jordan Howard's $6,000 price is too much. I'm laying off Eddie Lacy with the injured ankle, the short work week against the Bears. Huge, huge defensive line. One of the biggest defensive lines in football. Matt Forte, I'm going to lay off and go with Bilal Paul in the pass-catching role there instead of paying $5,500. The top price wide receiver that I lay off, Brandon Marshall at $7,600 against a very good pass defense in Arizona. Alshon Jeffrey at $6,900 I left off the table. Randall Cobb, Quincy Anunua. Now, a lot of people, I think, will go ahead and you can use for a flyer, Ty Montgomery at $3,000, and hope to God that he's in the same situation where he plays out of the backfield there. He's going to be an interesting flyer to see how many people use him. I am not. I want to roll more defined, and I think it's a good high-risk, high-reward. If you're in tournament plays, he absolutely can be in your roster, and you could take a shot there. And especially if Davante Adams is not ready to go, it's going to give you an opportunity for him to take that role at the running back position, but also get touches at the traditional wide receiver position. And then a tight end, to me, it's only one guy. It's only one guy, Zach Miller. So if you wanted to play contrarian, you can go Richard Rodgers there, or you take a shot and you flip a coin on one of the Arizona wide receivers. That's the Monday-Thursday matchup for DFS today as we get you ready and prepared for all there is to know in the world of daily fantasy sports. And of course, we've got something kicking off tonight. We have another Major League Baseball game. And if you guys are still playing daily fantasy baseball, I play when there's no other contest. So when there's a football game going on, I'm not concentrating on baseball. But tonight, with just the Monday-Thursday matchup, I'll go back and I'll take a look. And I will participate in a little action for Major League Baseball, right? You get into it, you watch the games. I watched the games this weekend. And like I say, time and time again, the beauty of fantasy sports is to enhance your overall participation in sports. Now, this is a tough matchup tonight. Trevor Bauer and Marcus Stroman go at it. Remember, Bauer got pushed back in this contest because he had an injury fixing a drone. You can't make this up. He had a drone injury to a digit in his hand. He did not pitch great in the first round. He has a 5.79 ERA. He only went 4 2/3 innings. Marcus Stroman in this game looks to come up big, and I think looks to rebound there, and he'd be a guy I'd be looking at in that contest. Then on Tuesday, you're going to have Mike Clevinger and Aaron Sanchez go at it in that same contest. It's amazing to me that this Indian team was so deep in pitching. Now they're up 2-0 on their way to the World Series, and they're down to Mike Clevinger in their rotation, but that's how it works. Aaron Sanchez, who struggled in his first career postseason start, he allowed 6 runs in 5 2/3 innings against the Texas Rangers. We'll get another shot in that game tomorrow. That's at 4 p.m. Eastern. For the Cubs and Dodgers, which had an epic pitching performance by Clayton Kershaw, a man who came into this season with an ERA over 4 in the postseason and absolutely delivering for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Tomorrow we'll have Jake Arrieta and Rich Hill going at it at Dodger Stadium. In Game 3 of the NLDS, Arrieta delivered 2 runs on 6 innings there. Rich Hill, he got the ball on short rest, did not go deep into that game, and was on a short lease, and they went to the bullpen. So it's going to be interesting to see there. But tomorrow's action, I like myself some Jake Arrieta and Aaron Sanchez. But if you're going to play tonight's game with the Cubs-Dodgers game for tomorrow, going with Marcus Stroman and Jake Arrieta in that contest and try to fill in those hitters in that one. Rich Hill is going to be interesting to see how deep he goes into the game. I think you're going to see a mix and match by Dave Robertson. He'll be using that bullpen as much as he can in that contest. Remember, you get the Lineup Lock Show every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Benny Riccati and myself. Tonight we'll break down the Millionaire Maker. We'll talk about some of the guys that came through for you fantasy-wise, what went right, what went wrong, and, of course, any other news in the DFS industry. If you go to iTunes or Google Play, you get to listen to last Thursday's show where we broke down the whole situation involving the DraftKings change. The DraftKings change to not allow late swaps in the National Basketball Association. We broke it down like nobody's business, as we did a whole hour on the show to make sure you got all the information you needed to be successful in that endeavor. And when you talked about it with family and friends over dinner and their dissatisfaction with it, we had you covered. As we also invited in to the show CJ Kaltenbach and Jake Brown, two DFS players that broke down their situations involving this move, as we've become united on a front of no late changes now in the National Basketball Association, whether you're playing at FanDuel or you're playing at DraftKings. Before, you had choice. Now choice has been taken away, and it's a sad day in an American icon of daily fantasy sports. I remember one day when we were able to get at the gas station a little Matchbox car every time you filled up, and then they took that away, and you couldn't get Matchbox cars. I feel the same way about the daily fantasy sports industry. You know, they take a little bit away, they take a little bit away, and at the end of the day, you have no more Matchbox cars. It's very sad that this is where we've gone, and I enjoy the Matchbox cars. It was the Corvette that was always my favorite. Getting those old Corvettes every time we filled up for gas made me a happy man, and a man that would basically sit there and think that I was Magnum P.I. just for a day. I wanted to be a little Magnum P.I. You listen to DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. My name's Tony Cicada. I'm going to take a nap, and I'll see you back tonight with Lineup Lock Show at 6 p.m. Eastern.